Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I hope that things are going well for you and yours, and that life is giving you all the things that you deserve. All right, now, for some of you, that's a dig. For some of you, for others, that's actually a beautiful thing because you deserve beautiful things. Today, we are going to beautiful and wonderful things. Today, we're going to talk about another subject that we have kind of hit on in the past, but we really haven't. We're going to talk about living in the moment. We're going to talk about taking responsibility for what's going on and using your moment. When is your moment? Your moment is now. Your moment isn't tomorrow, it's not in an hour, it's not in 15 minutes, it's not next week, it's not next month, it's not in 6 months, it's not in a year. Your moment is now. And now is what you need to take grasp on. Now is what you need to take control of. Now is what you need to take advantage of, because now is the only thing that you really have. Everything else is not real. The past is real. Why is the past real? Because it's happened. We can prove that it's happened. We can look back and say, okay, yeah, that thing happened. So that's the past. So that's verifiable. The present. The only thing that's really verifiable in the present is that you're here now and you're able to change the little things that can transpire in your life. Now, the last show that we did, which was the other day, we talked about, you know, everything, every little step, or taking every little step, because every little step matters. And that's true. And the moment is actually part of that process. By doing the things that you need to do today, now, you're setting yourself up for your tomorrow. You're putting yourself in a better position to conquer the challenges that you're going to face as life goes on. And please understand, everybody, you're going to face more, greater, and many challenges. You know, part of it is that we have to go by faith. Why do we have to go by faith? Because, again, there's nothing written that says you're going to be here tomorrow. There's nothing written said there's going to be a certain way that things go about. Now, mind you, I'm not saying that there aren't people that have some control points in their lives where they can push a couple of buttons and some things can happen. But even those people that we call the movers and shakers, in reality, they're the adjusters and the I'm preparers. Why? Because in truth, they can't really change anything. What they're in the position to do is take advantage of some of the things that some of us that haven't done the things we needed to do today can't do. Because if we had done some of the things that we needed to take care of in the moments that have passed, then we'd also be in the position to take advantage of the things that now come to fruition, that now have developed and grown. Now, the first time that I actually heard the words, today is now was three words that I heard many years ago back when I was 9 years old, back when I first started in the martial arts. And the first person that I can contribute to that, you know, in my, you know, I haven't been alive for 1,000 years, but in my time on this earth, is a gentleman by the name of Grandmaster Peter G. Urban. Grandmaster Urban was one of those people that he was a trendsetter. He started taking martial arts a long, long time ago, back when he was in, I believe it was World War II. World War II, I think it was. And when he was there, he started training in Japan. He was also one of the first, you know, Americans or Caucasians to actually open up a school actually in Japan teaching martial arts. And he got to train with some really phenomenal people. And I'm not going to try to go through that whole story because I know most of you really aren't interested. But basically, this man was able to, with that particular mantra that today is now, he was able to become one of the first gaijins to achieve a pretty high rank in the martial arts. And also, he was one of the first gaijins and is considered the father of American karate by many, because he was one of the first people to take the Japanese martial arts and basically convert it into what we know of as the martial arts today. And also, when you go to like a point tournament or something like that, he's also one of the people that was key in sounding that way of competing, you know, so that martial arts could compete. But anyway, Grandmaster Urban, who I've actually met, who has actually promoted me in times, was a pretty phenomenal individual. He was a bit eclectic in some things, but all in all, you cannot take his props from him. But he's a person who truly believed that today is now, seize the day, carpe diem, all of those different things was something that he followed and he kind of lived by. Not saying that he didn't make mistakes like all of us will, and some of his mistakes may have been a little bit more worse than others, but again, this is a gentleman who, for me, at the time, not knowing that people are human and there are no such thing as living gods, you know, he was a pretty awesome individual and had a very strong influence on my life. But, ladies and gentlemen, today is now. You will not get another moment or another time to redo life. Whatever your life is to this day is basically what you made of it. It's what you've contributed. I mean, sometimes we've done some things that we thought would have worked out differently because our hearts and minds were in the right place. Sometimes we thought that we may have had friends or people that were loyal to us that really weren't. But those were mistakes. We learn from those and we move on. And that's just the way life is. But you're not going to get a chance, another chance on this earth, to the best of my knowledge. This is your shot. This is your opportunity to take advantage of all the things that you need to take advantage of so that you can move forward and live a life, again, worth living, live a life worth remembering, live a life where you're using your moment. You're taking advantage of all of the opportunities that have been afforded to you, and you're living a life worth living. And just the fact that you have that opportunity is amazing. Like I said before, how much time do you have on this earth? Using the moment means taking control of your life in this moment right now. Today is now. Today is now, and it's a time that you need to use to do the things that you need to do. You know, again, like I said, years ago, I didn't understand that. But as I've gotten older, as I've gotten mature, I have a better understanding of what today is now means. Please also remember that the past is something that you can't control. The past is something that is just that, the past. The past should not dictate your present. The past should be noted so that you don't repeat the past, but it should not be something that you dwell on. There's a lot of people that have a tendency to not live in the moment, and they have a tendency to try to live in the past. And I understand that a lot of that for you guys is fear. But that fear is something that if you don't tackle it, if you don't handle it, if you don't take in the mistakes that have been made around you and learn to forgive, not necessarily forget, but to forgive those that have made mistakes or to feel or to understand that some people are just the way they are. And you either need to accept them or you need to get away from them. That, again, too, is part of life. There is no perfect person. There is no perfect situation. Every situation is an opportunity. It's also a golden moment for you to learn, to grow, and to experience great and beautiful things. But you have to accept it as that. You have to take that information and go, okay, this is what happened, but what happened doesn't change me. It doesn't dictate what I am or am not going to do. You know, in the other show that I just did the other day, I talked about the things that happen do not make you. So your circumstances do not make you. Those are just things that happen to you. How you choose to move forward with those things that happen to you are what are you. Those are the things that are you. Those are the things that create the individual that you are and give you that spice of life. It's all part of you being you and you being different. But don't dwell on things that you can't change. Don't dwell on things that you're not going to change. That's another thing. There's a lot of people that have a certain way of doing things, and then they complain about it, but they have absolutely no desire to adjust. They have no intention on making the necessary corrections to get where they need to get. If you find yourself around some people like that just for a second, do yourself a favor. Remove them from your circle. Remove them from your sphere of influence. because these are people that are toxic. These are the naysayers, the people that are always going to have something negative to say no matter what's going on. They're always looking for the worst thing. They're never looking for the positive in it. They're always looking for that reason why there's a gimmick. There's not always a gimmick, people. Sometimes we actually create a gimmick and put it in place. Anyway, if you're one of those people that live in the past, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your life, and you're wasting the lives of those around you. Grow up, get over it, and move on. I've said this before. Life seems very complicated. In reality, I don't really think life is that complicated. I think what it is that we, with all of our garbage, actually make it more complicated. We add stuff in it. We create things. We don't listen to what's being said. We're having self-talk when somebody else is trying to tell us whatever it is that we need to know. You know, we try to take the simplest thing and turn it into the most complex thing. We always assume that there's somebody trying to step on our toes, that there's always somebody trying to usurp our authority or insult our intelligence or all of that. You know, I'm actually going to do a show tomorrow, and tomorrow's show is going to be on, you know, there's a thing called An Idiot Abroad. Well, my show tomorrow is going to be on the Idiot Local, you know, and I'm going to talk about a couple of different things that are observations of mine. And these same observations are based on the show An Idiot Abroad, which is getting millions of people watching this show every day, and I don't understand it. But what have you. You do whatever trips your trigger. But anyway, back to the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to learn to seize the day. We need to learn to step forward and do the things that we need to do. We need to grow up. We need to move on with our lives. All right? Please keep this in your mind. Don't let the past control your present. If you let the past control your present, you're not living. Okay? Point one, your circumstances. Your circumstances aren't you. Whatever has happened to you, that isn't you. That's just something that happened to you. That's just something in this thing we call life that has transpired in the time that you've presently been on this earth. It is not earth-shattering. You know, I talked to this morning, I talked to a gentleman whose wife has been going through, like, severe chemotherapy, you know, and he's a pretty great guy. You know, real big guy, too. But anyway, he's a pretty great guy. And he's been dealing with all of these things. And then turn around, he's dealing with his wife going through this massive treatment and this massive medical event in her life. And it's life-threatening, you know, and he loves this woman. He's all about her. She's his life. And then he turns around and has to go through a medical procedure. And, you know, and then some other things happen in his life that kind of throw him off. And, you know, and we get so busy in our moment that we forget. So, like, a perfect example, I've been meaning to call this gentleman for a couple of days, and I got around to it today because I was like, all right, today is now. I need to go ahead and call him. And I called him up, and we had a nice conversation, and it was, you know, it was great to hear. And, you know, his spirits are up, and he's trying to do the things that he needs to do. But what I'm saying is that, you know, there's always somebody in a worse position than you. There's always somebody that's going through something that makes what you're going through seem like nothing. And sometimes we have to step away from the table. Again, a term I got from my mother-in-law back when I got married. You have to step away from the table and see things as they are. See what parts you're playing. See what parts other people are playing. See what the overall goal is for them and for you, and then figure out which part of this script do you want to fit. You know, when I teach my self-defense classes for women, I tell them, you know, one of the things that I put in there is that if you don't want to get cast for the part, as in being mugged or attacked or anything like that, or abused, then don't fit the script. You know, if you don't fit the script, you don't get cast for the part. There's too many of us that are constantly working it out so that we fit somebody else's script. And if you fit somebody else's script, understand that you're not being you. You're playing someone else's part. Here's the key part. You're being played. You're acting. You're not the person in control, but a lot of us like to think we're in control. You know, I have a saying that I used to say, that I said to one of the CEOs, or excuse me, the CEO of a company that I work with, and I told him we're all here to help him live his dream. And I think the thing that a lot of people forget is that if you go to a job every day, and as you go to that job, you're not doing things to secure your own dream. You're not doing things to brighten your own life. You're just getting a paycheck and living, and then going back and getting another paycheck and living, and not setting up for your dream, your fantasy. You're not living the moment. You're living the second. Because guess what? You're not setting yourself up for success. You're not putting yourself into the realm where you're eventually going to be able to take these reins and then guide your reindeer down the sleigh, or your sleigh down the road. You're constantly guiding someone else's boat. You know, you're the chauffeur in your master's limousine. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, it's how you look at it. It's how you pair it up. And again, I am not saying that there's anything wrong with working for anyone. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with doing a good job. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with giving it your all and working hard and helping your company, your business owner or the business owner's company succeed. I'm not saying any of those things are wrong. What I'm saying is that most of us lose sight with what we're really doing. We should work because we enjoy the work. And from that, we should have an ulterior goal. And that ulterior goal shouldn't necessarily just be money. That ulterior goal shouldn't just necessarily be a big house. That ulterior goal shouldn't just mean getting through and lasting to say, thank God it's Friday, and then, oh God, it's Monday. It should be us doing the things that we need to do so that we can help not only ourselves but help others. And then understanding that the more that we can do to help others, the more in essence we're doing to help ourselves. Understanding that the more people that we can help, which is one of the reasons I started doing this show, I realized that I had something worth saying and I had people that thought it was worth listening to. All right, what was that saying? Any leader that has no followers is only taking a walk. Well, I found out that I had people that were willing to listen to what I said. I found out that I had people that were taking that information and then taking the nuggets from whatever it was that I said and then using those nuggets to help to grow their lives, to help better their positions, to help put themselves in a better place. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, just yesterday I got a class. I have to say this. I got a class. One of the gentlemen that trains with me, Mr. Barry Parker, his mother was at his house. I went there to go drop off some stuff because me and Barry, he's not only one of my students, we also kind of coordinate on some different business dealings. Anyway, Barry, I get to his house, I go to drop his stuff off. I say hello to his wife, and I meet his mother for the first time. As I'm talking to his mother, she's got a baby across her lap. This lady starts talking to me about about business, about ethics, about morals, about the path of business, about people, about the social interactions of the human race, and all of this other stuff. And, you know, she didn't exactly use those words, but it was such a powerful conversation that I ended up staying for what only was supposed to be a couple of minutes, for like 45 minutes, you know, listening to her. And then at the end of her talking to me, I told her, I said, thank you very much for the class. You know, I didn't know that when I came in, but it must have been destined for me to come in to get this class. Again, I didn't take offense to what this lady was saying to me. What I did was I took what she was saying to me and I extracted all of the, well, as many of the golden nuggets as I could grasp at that time, because we always miss something. But I took that moment to listen to what she had to say, and then I listened to it with an open mind, an open heart, and a positive mindset. And from that, she just, as a young lady said to me not long ago on a radio show that was listening, she dropped some knowledge. All right? She just shared some really interesting ideas and comments with me, and I could only say thank you, because that lady affected my life. You know, that's another thing about the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we experience a lot of different people in our lives. And each of those people bring a different flavor to the things that go on around us. Sometimes stop just for a few minutes and stop trying to prepare your answer and listen to what is being said. I had this happen recently when I was talking with one of my supervisors on my other job, and as I was talking to him, I was realizing that, in truth, very smart man. However, not as smart as I used to think he was. Anyway, as I was talking and explaining things, I was realizing that he wasn't listening to what I was saying. What he was doing was he was creating